Good morning, Robert. Today is Tuesday, 25th of January, and in studio are Andrea and Yahalom. Right now it's hazy with 21 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of rain with scattered clouds and with the temperature range from lowest 23 to highest 27 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from east-northeast with 25 kilometers per hour, and we will have a 20% chance of precipitation. Moon is vanning gibbous and 66% of it is illuminated. The day will be long today, 11 hours and 33 minutes. TAD is non-profit organization devoted to ideas worth spreading. And Ralph is going to have a speech at TADX event in Goa on the February 6th. Here's a short interview with him. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning.
You are going to have a speech on TEDx Beats in Goa on 6th of February, correct?
Correct, that's right. I'm going to give a talk at TEDx 6th February.
What is TEDx actually?
TEDx stands for Technology Entertainment Design. It's a series of talks. Each speaker is supposed to speak for exactly 18 minutes on any subject that he wants to speak on.
And it's a non-profit organization,
yeah? I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. There's no such thing as being a member of TEDx. You're invited to speak. They invite you to speak.
So who invited you?
The organizers of the TEDx conference.
How they heard about you?
I have absolutely no idea.
So you're going somewhere, you don't know the people?
No.
And you don't know what they're doing?
I know about the organization.
Uh-huh.
TED, if you go to a website called TED.com, it's something that's been going on for about 3 years. They invite, I suppose, people whom they consider entertaining. They invite entrepreneurs, they invite entertainers, they invite inventors, and they ask them to speak for 18 minutes on any subject that they want.
Yeah. Is it about spreading the ideas, the word spreading, yeah? Or something like that?
I think that's the general idea, too. Yeah. Things that might be of interest and are not very well known at the time.
Otherwise, you are wildlife biologist.
Yes. TEDx is the franchisees. The X stands for the franchisees in the other countries. So, for instance, here, BITS Goa is one of the franchisees within India, and they organize their own under the TED label.
You have a clue what you're going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the coconut press that I designed, and it's being used in the Nicobar Islands.
What is so specific about this coconut press?
It enables people to make virgin coconut oil, which is very high value these days. And normally this is made by very big producers. This press enables people to make it in their own houses. So the profits go to the little farmer rather than the big company.
So traditionally, how it's made?
Traditionally, they grate coconut in the Nicobars, and they have two planks with holes in them, and they put the coconut, they spread the coconut, grated coconut, and the whole family sits on it for a week.
Seriously?
Yes.
So your invention will shorten this.
Yes, it shortens week. This whole thing to 5 minutes.
Nice. You already sold the patent to them on the.
No, I'm not patenting it. I worked together with Robbie in Orica and doing the final design, and it's made available under this Creative Commons license. So that means anybody can download the plans from the internet and build it.
So you don't hold any rights on
it? No.
What do you do in Norway?
Lots of things. Right now I'm working on a water project. I get involved in lots of little things, but mainly I do environmental work. I'm involved in an organization just outside. In outside Oroville, where we do environmental work, and my coconut press is part of that work.
Hope to hear from you after you come back.
Thank you.
There it goes. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. Italian movie Le Ferie di Dizu, Licus Holiday, made in Italy in 2006 by writer and director Vittorio Moroni, and film is drama in Italian Bengali with English subtitles. The young Bengali immigrant Liku is optimistic, flexible, hardworking and charming. He has secured a job in Rome in a field that is dear to him, fashion. But despite his remarkable adaptability, he finds himself stuck between the Muslim customs he was raised with and the Italian way of life. When he returns to Rome with his wife after an arranged marriage in Bangladesh, the true challenges begin. The film explores the widespread dilemma from immigrants around the world. Which culture should they follow in their new homeland? And tomorrow, the same place and time, we can see No Greater Love, made in UK in 2010 by director Michael White, and the film is documentary in English. After 10 years of correspondence, Michael White was given unprecedented access to the Monastery of the Most Holy Trinity in London's Notting Hill. The film interweaves a year in the life of the monastery with the daily rhythms of divine office and work. Centered in Holy Week, it follows a year in which a novice is prophesied and one of the senior nuns die. In this primary observation film, there are several interviews that offer insight into the lives, faith, moments of doubt, and their belief in the power of prayer in the heart of the community. On Friday at Cinema Paradiso from 2:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., they would hold a series of lectures on the common topic, the actual evolutionary state of the planet, and then Uriel will talk about computing and technology, the dream that changed our world. Gala about the new generation kids, Lola will dive into a science and spirituality and DNA healing, and Lucas talk with you about the great shift according to the other side of the wheel. All lectures will be followed by questions and answers. Lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival is coming closer. It will be on Saturday 29th, and they prepared so many different and interesting things for that day. There are 7 bands playing and loads of demonstrations, including the Orville Earth Institute, Pressed Mud Brick Machine, and Natural Dyeing, Spirulina. And then there will be the workshops, permaculture, a huge eco platform, poetry, lots of food stuff, stalls, and etc. and etc. and etc. TJAS is organizing a multicultural performance at Visitor Center on Friday the 4th of February, and she's looking for talented dancers and different styles of dance. If you'd like to audition or participate, please contact her at 9585897734. From tomorrow and until Friday, in CSR will be a seminar on how to develop sustainable management skills. Managing a unit or a team with this high diversity of nationalities, cultures and characters of people in Orville is a big challenge. To support you in your function, they offer a program for developing your management skills in a sustainable way. Program is for everybody who is interested to develop his skills, especially executives of businesses unit or service units, and people leading teams or project teams in bodies of Orville or in business units. Mother said, be simple, be happy. Remain quiet. Do your work as well as you can. Keep yourself always open to me. That is all that I ask from you. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.